The center fielder, Tyree Jackson, leads off the game. Last night, he was the final batter of the evening. He struck out on 13 pitches. And he went 0 for 5 with a pair of strikeouts. Russ Sandifer pitching from the windup. Comes set and delivers the first pitch of tonight's game. Jackson with a broken back grounder back to Sandifer. Fields it cleanly. Tosses to the first baseman Johnson for the first out of the game. So Jackson 0 for 6 to begin his Axemen career. Last night we saw two broken bats in the first inning. As it brings up Jet Gilliam last night. Went 0 for 4 with a hat trick of strikeouts. Sandifer's first pitch to Gilliam is watched for a called strike. Gilliam out of the College of Southern Nevada. The 0-1. Gilliam swings and misses. Sandifer deals the 0-2. Half swing and a foul ball back off the home plate netting. So the first two batters in the Kingsport order last night went a combined 0 for 9 with 5 strikeouts. Sandifer once again deals the 0-2 pitch. Gilliam watches a ball low and outside. Last night, we saw 7 plate appearances last at least 8 pitches, including a 13-pitch and 14-pitch at-bat that both resulted in strikeouts. The 1-2, Gilliam takes a called third strike. That is surprising. I think that took everybody by surprise. But Gilliam now 0 for 5 with 4 Ks to begin his season for Kingsport. And this was the issue last night for the Axemen, striking out looking. First pitch to Nico Newhan. Watch for a called strike. 5 of the 13 Axemen strikeouts were looking. The 0-1. Newhan swings and misses. Base is empty, 2 outs, scoreless in the top of the first inning. Nico Newhan hit a single that was 100 miles an hour off the bat last night. The 0-2. Swing and a miss on the high fastball. Sandifer with a perfect first inning, including a pair of strikeouts. Through half an inning, scoreless. Otterbots coming up next.
Freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
To the bottom of the first, starting pitcher for Kingsport out of University of Pittsburgh, Gavin Shalott. Shalott made 14 relief appearances in his freshman year with the Panthers. In 14 innings of work, he had a 5.14 ERA, 1.79 whip, and 2.93 opponent average. He throws a fastball, slider, cut fastball, and a changeup. He made 7 appearances against ACC opponents, including Wake Forest in the ACC tournament. He played at North Pocono High School in Covington, Pennsylvania, where he was a .340 hitter during his 3 years at the varsity level, totaling 10 home runs and 51 RBIs, hitting .449 as a senior. And on the mound, he finished his high school career with a 14-1 record and a .81 ERA, maintaining a .53 ERA in 10 appearances as a junior and a .5 earned run average in 9 appearances as a senior. He collected 7 wins in each of his last 2 years at the high school level, only allowing 7 earned runs during his junior and senior years, striking out 131 batters in that time frame. In fact, Shalott threw a complete game shutout in his final high school start and was ranked as the number 21 overall player in the great state of Pennsylvania. Carrington Aaron leads off the bottom of the first inning for the Otterbots. Last night, he did a little bit of everything. 1-for-2 with a double, a walk, a hit by pitch, a stolen base, an RBI, and a run scored. First pitch from Shalott was a ball middle inside. And he did go, actually. So no balls and one strike. Shalott shrugs his shoulders. Delivers the 0-1. Called strike two. In the field for the Axemen, the left fielder McCallum, center fielder Jackson, right fielder Gilliam. As Shalott comes home with the 0-2. Called third strike. Hoo-ah! Gavin Shalott punches out Carrington Aaron on 3 pitches, looking. Then in the infield, third baseman Tyler Myatt, shortstop Nico Newhand, second baseman Diego Melendez, first baseman Devin Zyrus, and behind the plate Sebastian Pizzacrita. So it's a pit pitcher and a pit catcher. Jackson Tyre steps in, first pitch from Shalott. Ball outside. Tyre last night went 1-for-4 with a run scored and a pair of strikeouts out of the University of Delaware. 1 ball, no strikes, the pitch. Fastball up and in. Hitters count for Tyre. Last night's opening day starter was Hunter Baines, and he finished just one inning and threw 36 pitches, the 2-0. That's launched into deep left field. Running back McCallum at the wall, and it goes foul. Home run distance, though, from Jackson Tyre. The designated hitter for the Axemen, Cooper Torres. Base is empty, one out, 2-1 count on Tyre. Shalott's pitch, in for a called strike, square count. So Shalott has battled back to even up the count. Five of his first 7 pitches have been strikes. Here's the 8th. Ball high and inside. A lot of chin music yesterday. That got close there. The count is full. First 3-2 count of the game. Shalott shakes off a signal from Pizzacrita, his college teammate. Now delivers the payoff pitch. Ball 4 downstairs. We're on first, one out for Callan Moss out of St. Leo University. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of walks and a run scored on the season. Shalott tosses in a first pitch ball. Callan Moss, 6'3", 225 pounds, out of Brooklyn, New York. Tyre on first. He takes off. The pitch is in for a called strike, but bobbling The ball was Pizzicrita, and he was unable to throw that in time. So Tyre steals second base. And the Otterbots are 5-for-5 this series, swiping bags. The runner in scoring position for Moss. One ball, one strike. Shallott in the stretch, comes set. The 1-1. Blooped into right center field, and that will drop in for a base hit. Advancing to third, Tyre, and on his way to second is Moss. He slides in safely head first with a double. Jet Gilliam dove, but was unable to make the grab. And the Otterbots have a pair of runners in scoring position with one out for the cleanup man, Alex Conover. Conover was a pinch runner yesterday, and he had one plate appearance. He walked, and then he was picked off by Trey Maples. Moss on second, Tyre on third. Otterbots looking to score in the first inning for the second straight game to open up their 2024 season. First pitch, called strike. Conover out of Oklahoma State University. Shallott delivers the 0-1. That's a ball just outside. Good spot, though. Moss on second after his double. Tyre on third. He walked. The 1-1 pitch. Chopped up the middle. Goes off the glove of Shallott. Fielded cleanly by Newhand. Throw to first. Not in time. And Tyre scores. Moss advances to third. The Otterbots lead 1-0. We'll see if they rule that an infield hit. And that was runners on the corners, and it is an infield single. So back-to-back hits from Moss and Conover. Runners on the corners, one out for Tanner McCammon, who had a big night last night. 2-for-4, a double, a run score, 2 strikeouts. So for the second straight game, Danville puts up at least a run in the bottom of the first, and they look to get multiple. Shallott's first pitch to McCallum, in for a called strike. McCallum out of Elon University. Conover leads off first, Moss on third. Shallott fires home the 0-1. Runner takes off, and again, Pizzicrita has trouble with the ball, and he's unable to make a throw down to second. So 6-for-6, the Otterbots are stealing bases this series, and now a single into the outfield could very likely score a pair. So Conover steals second, Moss leads off third. No balls and 2 strikes. The pitch from Shallott. Called strike 3. Hoo-ah! Tanner McCammon punched out. And all 3 outs from him this season have been strikeouts. 2 yesterday and 1 tonight. But now with 2 outs and runners on second and third, it brings up Micah Dean, the Kansas State Wildcat. Last night went 0-for-3 with a walk, a stolen base, and a strikeout. He's playing in right field tonight. First pitch to Dean is watched for a ball low and out. With Conover on second, he had an RBI infield single. Moss on third, he doubled to advance Tyre to third. Now the 1-0. Wave and a miss. Cole Johnson, the first baseman, waits on deck. Shallott delivers the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Shallott has thrown 21 pitches in the first inning, upcoming number 22. And last night, Baines threw 36. Two outs, 1-2 count, 1-0 score in favor of Danville. 1-2 pitch. Ball low and outside. Everybody clap your hands. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Shallott limits the damage to just one run. He strikes out the side, and through one, it's Otterbots 1, Axman nothing.
Okay, fans, I'm here with Braden and with Stoddard, and they're going to do a little race to see who's the fastest. And you guys didn't know, otters can actually run up to 15 miles per hour, so that's pretty interesting. Whoever reaches us at the end of the dugout is the winner. Are you guys ready? All right, ready, set, go. Like Braden, we have just fought a little bit. Everyone give it up for Braden beating Scotter.
Hey, Kingsport, looking for a place where fitness meets fun for the whole family? Look no further than the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA. Break a sweat in their state-of-the-art gym or join one of their exciting group fitness classes. With programs for kids, teens, and adults, there's something for everyone. Plus, their supportive community will make you feel right at home. Come see why the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA is more than a gym. It's a place where friendships flourish and health thrives. Visit them today or check them out online at ymcakpt.org, the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA, where everyone belongs. Tyler Myatt, the cleanup batter, leads off for Kingsport. He's the only batter in the lineup tonight that recorded an RBI yesterday. Went 1-for-2 with a pair of walks. Run batted in and a run scored. First pitch. Chopper back to the mound. Fielded cleanly by Sandifer. Throw to first in time. So for the second straight inning on the first pitch, it's a chopper back to Sandifer, and he's able to handle it with no issue. Now in his season debut, Sebastian Pizzacreta. Base is empty, one out, first pitch. Called strike one. The 0-1 from Sandifer. Called strike two. That was a frame job from the catcher, Jacob Smith, that worked. Home plate umpire tonight, Matthew Coleman. First base umpire, Sergio Lucero. The 0-2 pitch. Ball that skips away from Smith. One ball, two strikes. One, two pitch. Ball in the dirt that once again skips past Smith. Pizzacreta was ranked the number 2 catcher and number 9 overall player in the state of New Jersey by Perfect Game, and he was also ranked as the number 42 catcher in the entire country. Now he's a backup catcher for the Pitt Panthers. He's battled back to even up the count. Sandifer deals the 2-2. Ball three outside. Jacob Smith was throwing it around the horn, thinking that Pizzacrita went around on the half swing, but he did not. So once down, 0-2 in the count, Pizzacrita is now ahead. Payoff pitch from Sandifer. Chopped foul behind home plate. Last night, there were 7 plate appearances that lasted at least 8 pitches. The 7th pitch of this plate appearance upcoming. The 3-2 again. Called third strike. Pizzacrita thought it was ball 4. He tossed his bat. And instead, he'll be heading back to the first base dugout, third base dugout. And again, looking strikeouts plague the Axemen. That's now 7 on the season, 5 last night, and 2 already. Bases empty, 2 outs for the VCU Ram. Devin Zyras making his season debut. First pitch to him, in for a called strike. Zyras, in his redshirt freshman season with Virginia Commonwealth, played in 30 games, including 8 starts. He went 13 for 49, batting .265 with a double, a triple, 7 RBIs, and 8 runs scored. The 0-1. Zyras chops it foul first base side. First base coach Tyrell Harris will pick that up. Zyras, the first baseman tonight. The 0-2 from Sandifer. Swing and a miss. Sandifer is perfect through 2 innings, including 4 strikeouts. To the bottom of the second, Danville 1, Kingsport nothing. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in a legal accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151. For Josh Heppner, attorney at law. Gavin Shalott threw 23 pitches in the first inning. 15 were strikes. And he allowed an earned run on a pair of hits, a walk, and a hat trick of K's. So Shalott threw 23 in the first. And Sandifer threw 20 in the first 2 innings. Bottom of the order due up for the Otterbots, 7-8-9, Cole Johnson, Addison Smith, and Jacob Smith. It's the first time this season we'll see Adam Smith, Addison Smith, and Jacob Smith. In case you didn't know, all of Cole Johnson's exes live in Texas. Great walk-up song. First pitch to Johnson, in for a called strike. No balls, one strike. Bases empty, nobody out. The 0-1. Johnson rips it into deep right field. Running back Gilliam at the warning track at the wall, and he makes the catch. The farthest hit ball we've seen in this series is an out.
Number 6, Addison Smith.
Nobody on, one out for Addison Smith. First pitch to Smith. Swing and a miss. So just like Cole Johnson, Addison Smith attends Oklahoma State in Stillwater. My favorite cowboy of all time, Mason Rudolph. The 0-1 from Shalott, called strike two. Also Barry Sanders. Used to be Justin Blackman, but had a tough NFL career. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Two up, two down, and it brings up Jacob Smith. I also happen to be a Detroit Pistons fan, and Cade Cunningham, one of the greater Oklahoma State Cowboys in the past 10 years or so. First pitch to Jacob Smith. Ball outside. Smith attends Central Alabama Community College. He's 6'1", 205 pounds out of Salem, Alabama. There's a lot of Salems in the United States. 1-0 pitch. That's lifted into deep center field. Jackson running back at the warning track. That will hit the wall on a fly. Rounding first on his way to second, Smith, and he is standing up on bag number two with a two-out double. So the Otterbots have recorded an extra base hit in each of the first two innings tonight, and they have a runner in scoring position with two outs for Carrington Aaron. Well, Smith saw Johnson's fly out to right, and he said, I'm going to hit the furthest hit ball this series. Shalott now in the stretch. Back to the top of the order is Danville. First pitch to Aaron is grounded to short. New hand has it. Throw to first is scooped up by Zyrus for the final out of the inning. Early candidate for defensive play of the game from Devin Zyrus. Through two, Danville one, Kingsport nothing.
Game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here. Somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
To the top of the third, it's a relatively sparse crowd, I would say, at American Legion Field. Compared to last night, which was virtually a sellout, it was a great atmosphere. Through two innings of work, Russ Sandifer, the Otterbot starting pitcher, has been perfect. Two innings, four strikeouts. Sixteen of the 20 pitches have been strikes. That's an 80% strike rate. If he can even come within 15% of that, that'd be a solid start in terms of strike rate. Leading off the top of the third for Kingsport, the ETSU Buccaneer, Cooper Torres. Last night, 1-for-4 with a hat trick of K's. First pitch to Torres, the ball outside. Torres went 10-for-49 this season with ETSU batting 204. Six extra base hits. The 1-0. Torres bloops it into right field for a base hit. Leadoff single for Cooper Torres. He has a base knock in each of his first two games as a Kingsport Axeman. He's the leadoff man on first.
Let's put another rim on the ball, baby.
Now it's Liam McCallum. Last night, 0 for 2 with a pair of walks and a strikeout. He's playing in left field tonight. Transferred from Gonzaga to Coppin State. If Gonzaga played Coppin State basketball, it'd probably be a 45-point game. First pitch to McCallum, in for a called strike. Cooper Torres leads off first. He's held on by Cole Johnson. Sandifer in the stretch, looks back. Deals the 0-1. Ball low and outside. Even count on Liam McCallum out of Sydney, Australia. Torres leads on first. Now the 1-1 pitch. That's pop foul and out of play. Third base side with the ninth hitting second baseman, Diego Melendez, on deck. Last night, Melendez was at shortstop and Newhan was at second, and they flipped the middle infield tonight. Also looking to flip the result. Throwback to first, not in time. Sandifer comes set in the stretch, delivers. Chopper to short, fielded cleanly by Smith. Tossed to second in time, throw to first is not. So they get the force out. But McCallum reaches on a fielder's choice. Now runner on first, one out for Diego Melendez out of Bryant and Stratton Junior College. He recorded 18 multi-hit games this season with them. And he's one of two international players on the roster. He's from Los Santos, Panama. McCallum on first, one out, 1-0 Otterbots. First pitch to Melendez is ripped into center field, but coming in, Jackson Tyree can't make the catch. McCallum advances to second. The first pitch single for Melendez, and he has recorded a hit in each of his first two games as a Kingsport Axeman. The first nine base hits of the season for the Axemen have been singles. Who will get the first extra base knock? Back to the top of the order with Tyree Jackson, 0 for 6 this season. Melendez on first, McCallum on second. Sandifer delivers. Ball one outside. Jackson out of Hudson Valley Community College. He grounded out on the first pitch of tonight's game. Sandifer comes set. Looks back at second and delivers. Popped foul and out of play, first base side. Cooper Torres hit a leadoff single, then Liam McCallum grounded into a force out, taking his spot at first base. And moments ago, Melendez singled to make it. Runners on first and second with one out for Tyree Jackson. Even count. Sandifer looks back at second, delivers the 1-1. Jackson reaches and fouls it out of play, first base side. Jackson looks to reach base for the first time this season. But he's behind in the count. Sandifer comes set, delivers the 1-2 pitch. Jackson swings and misses. He's out on strike. So Jackson 0 for 7, three strikeouts to begin his Axeman career. And it brings up Jet Gilliam, who is 0 for 5 with four strikeouts this season. He struck out looking in the top of the first. Melendez on first, McCallum on second. Two outs, 1-0 Danville lead. First pitch, ball in the dirt, and it skips past Smith. Both runners advance, and McCallum took a big round around third, but he'll stay put. But Melendez to second, McCallum to third, and two runners in scoring position for Jet Gilliam. Last night when batting with runners in scoring position, Gilliam went 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Otterbots 1, Axman nothing. Top of the third, game 2 of this 48-game Appy League season. Kingsport looking to get in the win column for the first time in 2024. Sandifer delivers the 1-0. That's grounded foul behind home plate, and the on-deck batter Nico Newhand will pick that up and toss it to the Otterbots first base dugout. Even count on Jet Gilliam. Melendez leads off second. McCallum on third. Sandifer delivers the 1-1. Ball two outside.
Brown.
Gilliam jumps ahead in the count, looking to put the Axemen on the board. The 2-1 pitch. Ripped into deep center field. Tyre is over, though, and he will make the half-inning ending catch. Good piece of hitting, just wrong place. That retires the side. Bottom of the third coming up next. Danville still leading Kingsport 1-0. To the bottom of the third, Jackson Tyre leads off for the Otterbots. Through two innings of work, Gavin Chalot has allowed an earned run on 3 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. 22 of his 31 pitches have been for strikes. He walked his first time up, first pitch. Flying into left field, running in McCallum. Puts his hand up, makes the catch. One pitch, one out. It was an efficient second inning for Chalot after throwing 23 pitches in the first inning. He threw just 8 pitches to 4 batters in the second. That's 2 pitches per batter faced. Callan Moss. 1-for-1 with a double, steps in. Chalot's first pitch to Moss. Ball low and outside. Five, The 0-1. The ball outside. Correction, the count is 2-0. Hitters count pitch. Called strike. Shallott peaked at about 92.5 miles an hour. Takes his time and steps off. Moss steps back into the box. Doubled in the first inning. The 2-1 from Shallott. Ball upstairs. The 3-1. Moss rips it, but right into the mitt of Tyler Myatt at the hot corner. Two up, two down for the second straight inning, and it brings up Alex Conover. 1-for-1 with an RBI infield single. Bases empty, two outs for the lefty. First pitch from Shallott. Ripped into right center field for a base hit. Two out single, and Conover is two for his first two at-bats this season. Brings up Tanner McCammon. 2-for-5 this series with 3 strikeouts. He either gets a hit or strikes out. Conover leads off first. Shallott in the stretch. Throws back. Not in time on the pickoff attempt to the first baseman, Devin Zyras, who makes his season debut. His VCU Rams were eliminated in the regionals of the college baseball tournament, but congrats to them for getting there. First pitch is a ball high, 1 ball, no strikes. Shallott peeks at the runner on first. Conover delivers the 1-0. Called strike. Throws back to first again, not in time. 2 pickoff attempts. Conover is held on by Devin Zyras. The 1-1 pitch. Cracked bat into shallow right field. Diego Melendez is camped under it, and he makes the inning-ending catch. Through 3 innings, Otterbots 1, X-Men nothing. It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you are looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. Loans are subject to approval. Certain terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. New pitcher for the Otterbots out of Austin Peay State University, Caden Washington. Washington, left-handed pitcher, 6'5", 240 pounds, out of Fort Smith, Arkansas. Nico Newhan, who led off in three different innings last night, leads off for the fourth time this season to face the new pitcher, Caden Washington. In three innings of work, Russ Sandifer will have no runs on two hits, no walks, and five strikeouts. First pitch to Newhan is popped up high into shallow right field. Second baseman Carrington Aaron lets the right fielder Micah Dean make the catch. One pitch, one out. So pop up to Dean, and Nico Newhan is 0 for 2. Now it's the cleanup batter, Tyler Myatt, 0 for 1 with a ground out to the pitcher, Russ Sandifer. That was the first pitch of the second inning. A lot of quick outs tonight compared to last night. Caden Washington pitching from the stretch position. His first offering, change up in for a called strike. Yes, sir. Base is empty, one out, 1-0 Otterbots. The pitch, wave and a miss, a beautiful breaking ball from Washington. No balls, two strikes. Washington delivers. Myatt fouls it out of play, third base side. Myatt this series, 1 for 3, two walks, RBI and a run scored. The catcher, Sebastian Pisacrita, waits on deck. Washington delivers the 0-2 again. That's a ball in the dirt, and it goes through the legs of Jacob Smith. Well, the Otterbots starter, Russ Sandifer, threw 35 pitches, 26 were strikes. He'll finish with a no decision. The 1-2. Lifted into center field, four base hit. Two strike single for Tyler Myatt. And the first 10 Axemen hits of the 2024 season have been singles. We are still waiting for that extra base hit. Runner on first, one out for Sebastian Pisacrita, representing his Pitt Panthers. He struck out looking his first time up. In the stretch, Washington throws back to first, and it almost got away from Cole Johnson, but he's able to make the catch off balance. Myatt leads off first. He's recorded a hit in each of his first two Axemen games, the 1-0. Pisacrita flies it into right field, running back Micah Dean. And he'll make the catch on the backhand. Runner stays put at first. That's a pair of putouts for Micah Dean this inning. And with a runner on first and two outs, it's Devin Zyras. Struck out swinging to end the top of the second. Myatt is the runner on first. In the stretch, Washington, the pitch. In for a called strike. The 0-1. Called strike two. Devin Zyras looking to avoid striking out for the second time tonight. Washington in the stretch. Delivers the 0-2. Swing and a miss. That retires the side. The Axemen leave a runner on first. After the top of the fourth, it remains a 1-0 Otterbots lead. New pitcher for Kingsport, numero uno, JT Davis. The right-hander is 5'10", 185, 19 years old out of Collinsville, Oklahoma. He was originally, he went to Collinsville High School in Oklahoma and then committed to Johnson County Community College in Kansas. In three innings of work, Kingsport starter Gavin Shalott allowed one earned run on four hits, one walk, and four strikeouts. He is in line for the loss, unless Kingsport can get some runs across. JT Davis will face Micah Dean, Cole Johnson, and Addison Smith to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. Micah Dean is 0-4 this series, still in search for his first hit of the Appalachian League season. Low scoring game last night was 5-3. Righty versus righty. JT Davis versus Micah Dean. First pitch, fastball, called strike one. Davis pitching from the windup, delivers the 0-1. Ball in the dirt, skips past Pisacrita. Even count. Davis deals the 1-1. Ball low and outside, and Dean is ahead in the count. Kingsport with no runs on three hits. Danville with one run on four hits. All 10 hits this season for the Axemen have been singles as Micah Dean waves and misses at the 2-1 pitch, and the count is square. Dean struck out swinging to end the bottom of the first inning, stranding runners on second and third. The 2-2. Ball downstairs, full count. Kingsport wearing their road orange jerseys, Otterbots in their traditional home whites. The payoff pitch. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Pisacrita, and this plate appearance stays alive. Pisacrita has had difficulty gripping the ball with his bare hand and had it in and out of his glove right there. The 3-2 again from Davis. Chopped foul, third base side into the Axeman dugout. The eighth pitch of the plate appearance and the full count pitch for the third time. Ball four, and it gets past Pisacrita. So leadoff walk for Micah Dean. A successful eight-pitch plate appearance. And with a runner on first and nobody out, it's Cole Johnson. Johnson 0 for 4 this series with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch to him, in for a called strike. JT Davis now pitching from the stretch position. Throws back. Not in time on the pickoff attempt. Davis gets the signal from his catcher, Pisacrita. Throws back to first again, and Dean slides in safely first base. Danville 1, Kingsport nothing. Game 2 of the 48-game Appalachian League season. Big lead taken by Dean, and he takes off. Pitches outside, and for the third time tonight, Pisacrita cannot catch the ball cleanly on a stolen base attempt. So the Otterbots are now 7-for-7 stealing bases this series, but they haven't even seen a throwdown. Got to give yourself a chance. Davis checks on Dean, delivers the 1-1. Half swing and a miss from Johnson. Johnson still in search of his first base hit as an Otterbot. Beautiful night in Virginia. Davis checks on Dean and delivers the 2-2. Ball three, middle inside at the belt. Davis has faced two batters, and both will see full count pitches. Davis looking for a different result on this one. The payoff. Ball four in the dirt. And it's actually three balls and two strikes now. Now the payoff pitch. That's ball four. I was right. So two full count walks to open up the outing for JT Davis, and that calls for a mound visit from pitching coach Josh Lucas and the catcher Sebastian Pisacrita. With runners on first and second and nobody out after a pair of full count walks to Micah Dean and Cole Johnson, It brings up Addison Smith, who's 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout tonight. Bottom of the fourth inning, Otterbot's threatening and leading 1-0. Davis in the stretch, first pitch, ball in the dirt. Johnson on first, Dean on second. Davis in the stretch, looks back at Dean, deals the 1-0. Called strike on the fastball, even count. Davis comes set, delivers the 1-1, swing and a miss. Johnson leads off first, Dean on second, Davis looks back, delivers the 1-2 pitch, ball two outside, even count.
Everybody clap your hands.
Two-two pitch, lifted into center field, four base hit. Rounding third and staying put was Micah Dean, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Two walks and a single is how we got here. Bases loaded, nobody out for the ninth hitting catcher, Jacob Smith, who doubled his first time up. He looks for a bases clearing double this time. Smith on first, Johnson on second, Dean on third. Bases are occupied with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. Otterbots 1, Axemen nothing. Davis's first pitch to Smith. Ball low and outside, almost got past Pizzacrito. Davis comes set, looking to get out of the jam. Delivers the 1-0. Ball outside. Hitters count for Jacob Smith. JT Davis delivers. Ball downstairs. Three balls, no strikes. One ball away from the Otterbots, bringing home their second run of the game. Smith on first, Johnson on second, Dean on third. Jacob Smith in the righty batter's box, the 3-0 pitch. Ball four downstairs. Jacob Smith's four-pitch RBI walk scores Micah Dean, and it gives Danville a 2-0 lead. The bases remain loaded with nobody out for Carrington Aaron, who's 0-for-2 tonight with a strikeout looking and a ground out to the shortstop, Newhan. First pitch, ball downstairs. Five straight balls thrown by JT Davis. Jacob Smith on first, Addison Smith on second, and Cole Johnson, the runner on third, the 1-0. Ball low and inside. Oh, delayed strike call. So one ball, one strike. Had the whole ballpark fooled. Davis pitching from the windup, deals the 1-1. Aaron rips it into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Smith rounds third. The throw to the plate is in time. Cole Johnson scores, but Addison Smith is thrown out at the plate for the first out of the frame. 3-0 Otterbots. So Carrington Aaron has recorded an RBI in each of his first two games with the Otterbots this season. And now with runners on the corners, it brings up Jackson Tyre. Tyre 0-for-1 with a walk, a run scored, and a flyout. Davis looking to limit the damage to one run. Aaron on first. Jacob Smith on third. Davis in the stretch delivers. Called strike one. Rather, two runs. It's 3-0 Otterbox. Davis throws back to first. Almost an errant throw that would have scored Jacob Smith from third. Danville has scored two this inning. One RBI walk, one RBI single. The pitch. Ball downstairs. Even count on Jackson Tire. Davis has already thrown 28 pitches and has only recorded one out. The 1-1. That's launched high and deep to left field, but it'll go way foul at home run distance. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Tire grounds it sharply to second, and it goes through the diving glove of Melendez. Smith scores, advancing to third base, Carrington Aaron. It's an RBI single for Jackson Tire, and the Otterbox lead 4-0. Otterbox in the midst of a three-run inning, an RBI walk from Jacob Smith, an RBI single from Carrington Aaron and Jackson Tire. Brings up Callan Moss with runners on the corners. Runner takes off, Pisacrita holds onto it, and that's the eighth stolen base of the series for the Otterbox. They're a perfect 8-for-8. Tire on second, Aaron on third. Moss looking to drive in a pair. In the windup, Davis delivers the 0-1. Moss swings and misses, chasing at the outside breaking ball. No balls, two strikes. The first six Otterbot batters to come up this inning have reached safely. 0-2 from Davis. Ball in the dirt, stopped by Pisacrita. The lone out came on a throw to the plate from Jet Gilliam to Pisacrita. One ball, two strikes, 4-0 Otterbots. Davis delivers. Moss swings and misses, chased at the off-speed pitch, and he's out on strikes. It's the first batter to make out this inning. Runners on second and third, two outs for the cleanup batter, Alex Conover, who's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles and a run batted in. And they intentionally walk him. So now the bases are loaded for Tanner McCammon. Conover on first, Tire on second, Aaron on third. Bases loaded for Tanner McCammon, the ninth batter of the frame. First pitch, ball outside. McCammon tonight is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop out to the second baseman Melendez, and he's 2-for-6 this series. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Another one ball, one strike. Thank you. Davis deals. Swung on and grounded into right field for a base hit. Aaron scores. Tyer rounds third, and he will stay put. It's an RBI single for Tanner McCammon. And the Otterbots extend their lead to 5. 5-0 Danville. So the Otterbots have batted around the order, and that does it for JT Davis. An outing to forget. 37 pitches, 18 balls, 19 strikes, 4 earned runs on 4 hits, 4 walks, and a strikeout. So manager Rick Adair will make a pitching change. JT Davis we'll see who he will be replaced by. Tell you the new pitcher is in just a moment, and it's number 7, Gavin Hatch, out of Boston College. He inherits the bases loaded, though, with 2 outs. 5-0 Otterbots, bottom of the 4th inning. So Gavin Hatch inherits a bases loaded 2-out situation where he will face the man who led off the inning, Micah Dean. McCammon on first, Conover on second, Tyer on third. Hatch in the stretch. Comes set, deals. Drops in for a called strike. Gavin Hatch in his freshman season with Boston College had a 1-0 record and a 12.19 ERA. And 15 appearances total. He's ahead in the count 0-1 on Micah Dean, the 10th batter of the frame for the Otterbots. The pitch. Ball in the dirt, stopped by Pisacrita. Danville has put up 4 in the 4th inning, leading 5-0. Looking to complete an opening series sweep over the Axemen. The 1-1 from Hash. Ball two, low and outside. And if you walk Micah Dean, you'll score a run. Jackson Tyre, 90 feet away at third base. Micah Dean walked on a full count pitch to lead off the inning. And it's just gone downhill since for the Kingsport Axemen. Gavin Hash delivers the 2-1. Ball three outside. There have been four walks this frame, including an intentional walk on Alex Conover. McCammon on first, Conover on second, Tyre on third. Hash in the stretch. Deals the 3-1. Called strike. Micah Dean 0 for 4 with a pair of walks this series. Will face a full count pitch from Gavin Hash. The payoff. Swing and a miss. After 10 batters, that does it for the fourth inning. Through four, Danville 5, Kingsport nothing. Danville 5, Kingsport nothing. As we begin the top of the fifth inning, due up for the Axemen, the bottom of the order, Cooper Torres, Liam McCallum, and Diego Melendez. Torres is 1-for-1 with a single, and he's 2-for-5 this series. It's still Caden Washington on the mound. First pitch to Torres. Ball upstairs, 1-0. Kingsport looking to put an end to Danville's hopes of recording their first shutout win of the year. A 1-0. Watched for a called strike. A 1-1 from Washington. Torres fouls it off the home plate in inning, 1-2. Last night, 2 of 9 Kingsport leadoff batters reached base safely. Tonight, one of the first four, and that one is Cooper Torres. And he looks to do it again. Washington in the stretch position. Delivers the 1-2. Ball in the dirt, square count. Each of the first 10 Axemen hits this season have been for singles. Scored 3 last night and have been held off the board so far this evening. The 2-2 pitch. Ball three, middle outside, and the count is four on Torres. Washington ready to deliver the payoff. He fires. Ball four upstairs. So Torres has reached base safely each of his first two times up, and both led off an inning. Runner on first, nobody out for Liam McCallum. Kingsport looking to get a spark. McCallum, this series 0-3, two walks and a strikeout. Torres leads off first, Washington in the stretch. He throws back, pickoff attempt unsuccessful. First pitch, ball in the dirt. That was a big strikeout in relief for Gavin Hash to keep this game at 5-0. Game is never out of reach. 1-0, called strike one. It was a 3-1 count, and then Hash, the next two pitches for strikes, punching out Micah Dean, who led off that inning. Even count on McCallum. Torres held on by Johnson at first, and once again, Washington throws back, and it's almost an errant throw, but Johnson makes the off-balance catch. Torres takes off, pitches in for a called strike, throw down to second, not in time. Torres steals second base. And the Axemen have a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Torres, who has singled in both games this series, is the runner on second with nobody out. 1-2 count on McCallum. Torres takes a big lead off bag number two. Washington looks back and delivers. McCallum with a grounder to the middle infield, charging in second baseman. Aaron throw to first, not in time. Infield single for McCallum, and here come the Axemen advancing to third. Torres and Kingsport as runners on the corners with nobody out. The first 11 Axemen hits of the season have been singles. Brings up Diego Melendez. He is 1-for-1 with a single. McCallum on first, Torres on third. Washington's first pitch is a ball outside. All of a sudden, the Axemen, after allowing four runs in the bottom half of the fourth inning and facing 10 total batters, have some momentum in the top of the fifth. Washington delivers the 1-0. That's a grounder right back to the mound, fielded cleanly by Washington. Throw to first in time, but McCallum advances to second. So a somewhat productive out. It eliminates the force, and now the Axemen have runners on second and third with one out. It's the third time tonight an Axemen player is grounded out to the pitcher. Back to the top of the order for Tyree Jackson, 0-for-7 this series, looking to break out of the early slump. McCallum on second, he hit an infield single. Torres on third, he walked to lead off the inning. Washington delivers, and for a called strike. Washington comes set and delivers the 0-1. That's lifted into center field. Should be enough for a run. Tyre is camped under it. He makes the catch, but Torres tags up from third and scores, standing up safely. There will be no shutout tonight. It's an RBI sack fly for Tyree Jackson. And it cuts the Otterbots lead to 4. 5-1 Danville. McCallum on second. 2 outs. First pitch to Jet Gilliam is low and inside. Gilliam 0 for 6 this series, 4 strikeouts. Tonight he struck out looking in the first and flew out to the center fielder Tyre in the third inning. Washington comes home with the 1-0. Curves in for a called strike.
Yes, sir.
Filthy movement from Washington. Runner takes off the 1-1. Ball outside and without a throw to third, McCallum steals the bag. So a pass ball or a wild pitch should score McCallum on this difficult backstop at American Legion Field. Gilliam ahead in the count, the 2-1. Ball 3 outside. Nico Newhand waits on deck. Newhand recorded multiple hits in last night's 5-3 loss. He's 0 for 2 tonight. 5-1 Otterbots, top of the fifth. McCallum on third. Hitters count for Gilliam. The pitch. Ball 4 low and inside. 5-pitch walk for Jet Gilliam in Kingsport. Once again, his runners on the corners. 2 outs for Newhand, who with one swing of the bat can make this a one-run game. He has the power to do it in batting practice. He hit 3 in one round over the left field wall. Gilliam on first, McCallum on third. Washington in the stretch, first pitch. Ball high and outside on Newhand. Kingsport scored one run this inning on a Tyree Jackson RBI sack fly that brought home Cooper Torres. Kingsport looking for its first multi-run inning of the season as Newhand watches a called strike, even count. The 1-1 pitch. Newhand flies it foul and out of play. One ball, two strikes on Nico Newhand. Runners on the corners, 2 outs in the top of the fifth inning. 5-1 score in favor of Danville. Runner takes off the pitch, swing and a miss. Newhand out on strikes. The Axemen strand runners on the corners. But they do get a run across on a Tyree Jackson RBI sack fly. Bottom of the fifth coming up next. Otterbots leading by 4. It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made right here in Tennessee, so enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at a Smokies game or pick some up at your local grocery retail. So they have an interesting promotion at American Legion Field. On Wednesdays, if the Otterbots lose, every fan in attendance gets a free ticket to another Wednesday game. Right now, the Otterbots lead by 4. and come up to the plate. Bottom of the order due up, Cole Johnson, Addison Smith, and Jacob Smith. All three reached safely the last time around. Gavin Hash still on the mound for Kingsport. Threw a third of an inning, completing the bottom of the fourth with a strikeout against Micah Dean. The Boston College Eagles. So we've seen two ACC pitchers tonight for the Axemen, one from Pitt, one from BC. Gavin Hash is the youngest player on the Axemen roster at 18 years old, but he turns 19 in the middle of the season on June 22nd. And Boston College this year, in 10 innings of work, he allowed 14 earned runs on 18 hits, three home runs, finishing with a 367 opponent average. So Cole Johnson is the leadoff man. First pitch from Hash, low and inside. Johnson tonight is 0 for 1 with a flyout to the right fielder, Jet Gilliam, and a walk and a run scored. One-oh from Hash. Called strike one. One-one from Hash. Low and outside. It gets past Pisacrita. And Johnson is ahead in the count. This series, he is 0 for 4. A walk and a pair of strikeouts. Had that 14-pitch at-bat last night where he fouled off eight straight pitches and eventually struck out swinging. The 2-1. Johnson grounds it sharply to third. Tyler Myatt fields it cleanly, spins, throws to first, and it's wild. It gets past Zyrus. That'll be a throwing error on Myatt, and Johnson reaches first to lead off the bottom of the fifth. Runner on first, nobody out. Addison Smith, the batter, singled his last time up. First pitch from Hash, waving a miss. Johnson is the runner on first after reaching on a Tyler Myatt throwing error across the diamond. The 0-1 from Hash. Lifted foul and out of play. Smith tonight, 1-for-2 with a strikeout. He was thrown out at home by Jet Gilliam in the bottom of the fourth. Hash in the stretch. Come set. Delivers the 0-2. Low and inside, almost clipped Addison Smith. Five-one Otterbots, bottom of the fifth inning as Hash steps off. Hash deals the 1-2. Strike three, call. Hoo-ah! Addison Smith is punched out. Backwards K. And with one on and one out, it brings up Jacob Smith. The catcher is 1-for-1 with an RBI walk and a run scored as well as a double. Hash's first pitch, ball in the dirt, Smith makes his season debut tonight out of the Central Alabama Community College. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Even count on Jacob Smith. 1-1 pitch. Ball outside. Danville scored one in the first, four in the fourth. Kingsport scored one in the fifth. The Axemen with one run on four hits. Otterbots with five runs on eight hits. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss. Square count on Jacob Smith. Top of the order on deck, Carrington Aaron. Passion the stretch, delivers the 2-2. Ball three, way low and outside, and a full count on Smith. Johnson leads off first. He's held on by Zyrus. Hash takes a peek and comes set. The payoff. Johnson takes off. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Oh, no. It's a foul ball dropped by Pizzicrito. So the second time tonight that a foul tip is unable to be caught. And Johnson, of course, back at first base. Count remains full. The second payoff from Hash. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Back-to-back K's for Gavin Hash. With the runner on first and two outs, it's Carrington Aaron. Hit an RBI single his last time up. He's 1-for-3 with a run batted in and a run scored. And he's 2-for-5 this series. Hash in the stretch. Looking to keep this a four-run game. First pitch to Aaron is a chopper foul first base side. Danville 5, Kingsport 1, bottom of the fifth. Otterbots looking to complete a two-game series sweep. The 0-1. Aaron rips it just foul down the third baseline. No balls, two strikes. Carrington Aaron. Down on the count, 0-2. Hash deals. Fouled away on the breaking ball. We were talking about this yesterday. A lot of people wrote down Aaron Carrington thinking that the first name and the last name were reversed. The 0-2 again from Hash. Ball in the dirt, stopped by Pizzicrito. Hash is still ahead in the count. 1-2. Ball low and outside. Square count on Carrington Aaron with Jackson Tire on deck. Danville has led after every inning this series. 2-2 from Hash. Ball three again, low and outside. He's missing at the same spot. The runner will take off as soon as the full count pitch is delivered. Johnson goes, the 3-2. Chopping grounder to third, scoop. And Tyler Myatt couldn't field it cleanly. So that's his second error of the inning. One throwing, one fielding. Two E5s. And it brings up Jackson Tire with runners on first and second and two outs. Aaron on first, Johnson on second, both reached on errors made by Tyler Myatt. The other two outs were strikeouts from Gavin Hash. Tyre swings and misses at the first pitch. Tyre tonight, 1-for-2 with an RBI, a walk, and a run scored. Hit an RBI single in the bottom of the fourth inning his last time up. Hash checks Johnson on second, comes home with the 0-1. Called strike two. Delayed strike call. Home plate umpire Matthew Coleman. Kingsport looking to hold Danville scoreless in this frame. The 0-2 from Hash. Ball in the dirt. Good stop by Pizzicrita, holding the runners at first and second. Hash is still ahead in the count. Checks on second. Comes on with the 1-2. Swung on and rounded to short. Fielded cleanly by Melendez. Tossed to second in time. That retires the side. The Otterbots strand a pair of runners. Through five, Danville 5, Kingsport 1.
I'm not a
To the top of the sixth we go. New pitcher for the Otterbots. It's number 32, Ty Lawson. Lawson, 6'5", 215 pounds. Goes to UNC Wilmington, home of the Seahawks. Ty Lawson replaces Caden Washington. Leading off the frame for the Axemen is Tyler Myatt. The cleanup batter, first pitch. Ball outside. Myatt tonight, 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out. He's 2-for-4 this series with a pair of walks, RBI and a run scored. The 1-0, ball in the dirt. Base is empty, nobody out. Otterbots 5, Axemen 1 in the top of the sixth inning. The 2-0, ball middle inside. Lawson deals the 3-0. Ball 4 downstairs. A 4-pitch leadoff walk for Tyler Myatt. And it brings up Sebastian Pizzacrita, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout looking and a flyout to the right fielder, Micah Dean. Could this be the inning for the Axemen? Last night in the sixth inning, neither team scored. Myatt leads off first, held on by Johnson. First pitch to Pizzacrita is watched for a ball downstairs. So Lawson has thrown 5 pitches. All have been balls. The 1-0. Ball 2. Hitters count for Pizzacrita. Lawson's first 6 pitches have been balls. Myatt on first. Held on by Johnson. The 2-0. Watch for a called strike. Throwback to first. It bounced off of Tyler Myatt. There have been about 3 or 4 really below average throws from Otterbot's pitchers on pickoff attempts, but none have gotten by the first baseman, Cole Johnson. That's my defensive player of the game so far. Pizzacrita still ahead in the count. Nobody out, runner on first. The 2-1. Ball 3 high and inside. If you walk Pizzacrita, it'll be first and second. Nobody out for Devin Zyras. Lawson in the stretch. Delivers the 3-1. Pizzacrita flies it foul and out of play toward the batting cage to the right of the right field foul pole. Full count on Pizzacrita. Myatt leads off first. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss on the high fastball. Runner on first, one out for Devin Zyras. 0-for-2 with a pair of half-inning ending swinging strikeouts. He watches first pitch ball, middle inside. Crowd displaying their lack of approval for that call. The 1-0, Zyras with a foul tip, swing and a miss. Thank you. Myatt on first, the 1-1. Called strike outside. One ball, two strikes on Zyrus, looking to avoid striking out for the third time. The 1-2. Almost hit him. It's high and inside, and the count is square. Myatt on first. Pizzacrita struck out swinging. 2-2 pitch. Zyrus pops it up high into shallow right field. Coming in, Micah Dean, and he makes the catch. Two down for Cooper Torres, who has reached base safely both times tonight, 1-for-1, with the lone run scored and a walk. And he's 2 for his first 5 this season. After a leadoff walk, Myatt has been unable to advance. As Lawson throws back to first, not in time on the pickoff attempt. One oh. All outside. And now the count is 1-0. Lawson in the stretch. Delivers. Ball high and inside. Well, Lawson has thrown a first pitch ball to all four hitters' face, but he's retired 2 of the 3 so far as Torres fouls off the next pitch. 2 balls, 1 strike. Myatt on first. The 2-1. Called strike 2.
Strike.
Danville 5, Kingsport 1 in the top of the 6th. Two, 2-2 pitch. Ball 3, low and outside, and the count is full on Torres. And Myatt will be taking off as soon as this 3-2 pitch is delivered. Johnson is not holding on Myatt at first. Myatt takes off the payoff. Swing and a miss. Torres out on strikes. After the top of the 6th inning, Otterbots still leading 5-1. Fans, make sure to stop by the concession stands at Hunter Wright Stadium to get yourself an Elm Hill hot dog. The only hot dog made right here in Tennessee, Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. New pitcher for Kingsport replacing Gavin Hash, who was phenomenal. An inning and a third of work. He was perfect. And three strikeouts to add. New pitcher for Kingsport is Aiden Milburn out of VCU. He's from Baldwinsville, New York. 6 feet, 200 pounder. 3-4-5 due up for the Otterbox. Callan Moss, Alex Conover, and Tanner McCammon. Moss is 1-for-3 with a double and a strikeout. Milburn's first pitch is a fastball outside. As a unit, Kingsport pitchers have allowed 5 earned runs on 8 hits, 5 walks, and 8 strikeouts. 1-0 to Moss. Grounded sharply to short. Fielded cleanly by Newhan. Throw to first. Perfection. You've only seen him for about a game and 2/3, but Nico Newhan plays a fabulous shortstop. Or middle infield, I should say. He played at second yesterday. I've been really impressed with him. Nobody on, one out for Conover. Milburn's first offering. Swung on and fouled out of play, and that will do it for his bat. It broke on the pitch, so he'll get a new wood. Conover tonight has reached base safely all 3 times up. 2-for-2 with an RBI single and an intentional walk. No balls, 1 strike on the Otterbots cleanup hitter. The pitch from Milburn. Swing and a miss. The 0-2 for Milburn. Cracked foul first base side into the Otterbots dugout. So Conover has 4 plate appearances this series and he's reached safely on all 4 with a pair of singles and a walk and an intentional walk. He came in as a pinch runner last night. The 0-2 again from Milburn. Fouled behind home plate. Five-one Otterbox, bottom of the sixth. For the third time, Milburn, the 0-2 pitch. Fouled away. Base is empty, 1 out. For the 4th time, 0-2 pitch for Milburn. Strike 3 call. Hoo-ah! Milburn punches out Conover looking. He looks to complete a perfect inning. He'll face the 5 batter, Tanner McCammon. McCammon is 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI and a strikeout. First pitch from Milburn. The ball downstairs. When we get to the top of the seventh, it's the 8-9 one batters due up for the Axemen. That's McCallum, Melendez, and Jackson. 1-0 for Milburn. Ball downstairs. McCammon batting 429, 3-for-7 on the young season. The 2-0, chop foul, third base side, next to the Kingsport dugout. Aiden Milburn was born in Syracuse, New York. He earned all league honors from 2020 to 23 in high school and was named the team MVP every year from 2021 through 23. The 2-1, wave and a miss. His mother was a two-time national champion in women's rowing at Washington. Go Huskies. Beautiful campus in Seattle. 2-2 for Milburn. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Aiden Milburn retires the Otterbots in order. Maybe this will get some momentum to the Axemen offense through 6. Otterbots 5, Axemen 1.
East Tennessee State University, classrooms extend far beyond the walls of our campus. You'll be part of an energized community focused on improving the quality of life for people in our region and around the world. Participate in hands-on learning experiences in over 160 academic programs that provide you with knowledge and skills you need to build the future you want. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
It is still Ty Lawson on the mound for the Otterbots. He threw a scoreless inning in the sixth on no run. Well, of course, no runs. No hits, one walk, and two strikeouts. Again, Liam McCallum, Diego Melendez, and Tyree Jackson do up. Jackson has the lone RBI tonight for Kingsport. Again, all 11 hits this season for the Axemen have been singles. We're waiting for that offensive spark. Lawson's first pitch in for a called strike on McCallum. The 0-1. McCallum fouls it off his foot. Neither team scored from the sixth inning onward last night. All runs were scored relatively early in the game, including 4 total in the first inning, and that was half of the game's runs. The 0-2 pitch. McCallum rips it into left field for a base hit. How about that to start a Kingsport rally? Liam McCallum has singled each of his last 2 times up to bat, and he's the leadoff man on first. The runner on first, nobody out for Diego Melendez. 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a ground out. Melendez rips the first pitch into left center field for a base hit. McCallum rounds it second, heading for third, and he slides in safely.
Thank you.
And with that, the first 13 Axemen hits this season have been singles. Both runners on the corners and nobody out. It's Tyree Jackson hit an RBI sack fly his last time up to bring home Cooper Torres. First pitch, swung on and caught by the pitcher, Lawson, and he will, oh no, it's a pickle, and they tag out McCallum. It was hit on the grass, and it'll be McCallum who is called out. It'll be runners on first and second and one out. I thought that ball was caught, but it was not. It was a one hopper. So McCallum is called out, no run score. And now runners on first and second and one out. Now it's Jet Gilliam. He walked his last time up. Lawson's first pitch. Gilliam ropes it into center field for a base hit. Rounding third and scoring, Diego Melendez to third base, Tyree Jackson. It's an RBI single for Jet Gilliam, and the Axemen have cut the lead to 3. It's now 5-2 Otterbots. The Axemen are swinging at the first pitch, and it is working. Nico Newhand steps up, can tie it up with one swing of the bat. Gilliam on first, Jackson on third, one out in the top of the seventh inning. First pitch. In for a called strike. Newhand went 2-for-4 last night. However, this evening, he's 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Gilliam takes off. Newhand fouls it away. Caught by the on-deck batter, Tyler Myatt. No balls, 2 strikes. Danville 5, Kingsport 2. Jet Gilliam jogs back to first base after the foul ball. We'll see if he takes off again. Lawson gets the call from his catcher, Jacob Smith. The 0-2. Ball inside, almost hit Newhand. And he'll hang in there. Kingsport also looking for its first multi-run inning of the season. Runners on the corners, one out. Lawson throws back to first. Not in time. Gilliam sliding in safely. Gilliam singled home Diego Melendez a few moments ago. And he throws back again to first. Not in time. Lawson will keep Jet Gilliam in check. Lawson bends down, now stands up straight. Deals the 1-2. Newhand fouls it off. The first 14 Axemen hits this season have been singles. Can Newhand come through with an extra base hit right now? The 1-2. Newhand swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Runners on the corners. 2 outs now for the cleanup man, Tyler Myatt. This is the biggest at-bat of the game for the Axemen. Up to date. Gilliam on first. Jackson on third. Lawson in the stretch. Throws back to first, not in time. Lawson's first pitch. In for a called strike. Lower outside part of the zone.
Strike.
Otterbots 5, Axemen 2 in the top of the 7th. The 0-1. Myatt rips it into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Gilliam round second. On his way to third, and he slips on the way to third. The throw is wild as it hit Gilliam. And advancing to second, Tyler Myatt. The Kingsport Axemen cut the lead to 2. And they have runners on second and third with 2 outs for Sebastian Pizzacrita. And guess what? Make it 15 straight hits to open up the season for the Axemen that have been singles. And now a mound visit from pitching coach Steve Gomez. Kingsport threatening with 2 runners in scoring position and 2 outs. Myatt on second, Gilliam on third, Pizzacrita the batter. All right, we're feeling it now in Danville. At the moment, it's the same score from last night. Danville 5, Kingsport 3. Myatt on second, Gilliam on third. The mound visit has concluded. Ty Lawson will face Sebastian Pizzacrita. First pitch. Swung on and ripped into left field for a base hit. Gilliam scores. Myatt rounds third. The throw to the plate is not in time. And advancing to second on the wild throw is Pizzacrita. It's a game-tying 2-run single for the Pitt Panther. 5-5 ball game. Oh, and by the way, that's 16 singles now for Kingsport this season. All 16 hits have been singles. Five-five score. Pizzacrita, the runner on second, brings up Devin Zyrus, looking to give the Axemen the lead. First pitch, swung on and missed. Zyrus is 0-for-3 with a pair of swinging strikeouts and a pop out to the right fielder Micah Dean, and a quick mound visit from Jacob Smith to Ty Lawson. Kingsport 5, Danville 5. Top of the 7th. The 0-1 to Zyrus. Grounded up the middle and a great play by Lawson. He'll toss it to first for the out. That does it for the top of the 7th, but not before the Axemen put up 4 and tie the game. 7th inning stretch time. In Danville, Virginia, the Axemen have life.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
All right, fans,
back to American Legion Field, where in the top of the seventh, the Axemen brought up eight and scored four. Micah Dean leads off the bottom of the seventh inning. It is still Aiden Milburn on the mound for the Axemen after a perfect sixth inning as he tosses in a first pitch strike. And you could feel it after Milburn struck out McCammon. Something was brewing in the Kingsport dugout. The 0-1. That's a ball a little outside, even count. The 1-1, ball in the dirt. Well, if you look at the game day, the last pitch was in the strike zone, but it was a called ball. It was at 79 miles an hour. Two balls, one strike. The pitch lifted into center field. Camped under it, though, Tyree Jackson, and he makes the catch. Fly out to the center fielder out of Hudson Valley Community College. Nobody on, one out for Cole Johnson. Cole Johnson is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Reached on an error his last time up. First pitch from Milburn is swung on and missed. Kingsport and Danville knotted up at 5. Otterbot scored 4 in the 5th. 4 in the 4th to make it 5-0. Then the Axemen scored 1 in the 5th and 4 in the 7th to tie it up. Johnson watches the next pitch high, ball 1. The 1-1 from Milburn. Called strike 2. One, two for Milburn. Swing and a miss. It was dropped by Pizzagrita. Picks it up, throws to first. Got him. Hoo-ah. Micah Dean out on strikes for the second time this series, and Milburn has retired all five faced. How about that? From the VCU Ram. I'll never forget VCU basketball's Final Four run, believe it was in 2011 with fabulous head coach Shaka Smart, who's now at the Marquette Golden Eagles. Milburn's first pitch, called strike on Addison Smith. Struck out looking his last time up. He's 1 for 3 with a pair of Ks. Now Marquette was knocked out in the Sweet 16 against NC State. The 0-1, ball in the dirt, even count. That was quite a Cinderella run from the Wolfpack. Head coach Kevin Keats was on the hot seat toward the end of the year. They won the ACC tournament to secure the automatic bid and just went on a run for the ages. The 1-1. Called strike 2. Milburn looks to record his second consecutive perfect inning to open up his Kingsport Axemen career. He comes home with the 1-2 pitch. Chop to third. Leaping Myatt makes the play. Throw across the diamond. Perfection. Three up, three down go the Otterbots for the second straight inning. Through 7. It's as tight as it can be. Kingsport 5, Danville 5. Top of the 8th coming up next, where the Axemen have right, the bottom of the order due up. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151 for Josh Heppner, attorney at law. New pitcher for the Otterbots. It's number 11, Mason Hatcher. Well, later tonight, we'll go back to Kingsport. That'll be a fun bus ride if the Axemen are to win. Mason Hatcher will face Cooper Torres, who is 1-for-2 tonight with a walk and a run scored. Top of the eighth inning, Axemen 5, Otterbots 5. The Otterbots scored the first 5 runs of the game, and the Axemen scored the next 5 to even it up. Hatcher's first pitch to Torres is fouled away. No balls, one strike. Hatcher steps off. Mason Hatcher is now the 4th Otterbot to come on the mound tonight. The 0-1, fastball high. Ball one. Sandifer through 3 innings allowed no runs. Washington allowed an earned run in 2 innings. And then Lawson allowed 4 earned runs in 2 innings. 1-1 from Hatcher. Called strike 2. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the 8th, 5-5 score. The 1-2. Torres launches it into left field. Running back Conover, he's under it, and he makes the catch. Good contact from Torres, but is caught by Conover and left. Now it's Liam McCallum. 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. And all 16 Axemen hits this season have been for one base. McCallum, the left-handed batter out of Coppin State, steps in. First pitch from Hatcher. McCallum bloops it into left field. That'll drop in for a base hit. A hat trick of singles for the man down under. Liam McCallum aboard on first base. He is the man at work. And he is the go-ahead run on first base. It brings up the 9th batter, Diego Melendez, who has himself a multi-hit game. Hatcher in the stretch. Delivers. Ball one, low and outside to Melendez. McCallum on first after his 3rd single of the game. Melendez up to bat. One out in the top of the 8th. Lawson delivers. Ball 2 in the dirt. And Smith lost it, but retrieves the ball. And it's 2 balls and no strikes on Melendez. McCallum is held on at first base by Cole Johnson. He represents the go-ahead run. It's in for a called strike, 2-1 on Melendez. Melendez this series is 3-for-7 with a stolen base and a strikeout. Hatcher comes set. Comes home with the 2-1. Low and inside. Broke away at the last moment. And it's a hitter's count for Melendez with the leadoff man Tyree Jackson on deck. And Jackson brought home a run his last time up. The 3-1. Called strike two. Full count on Melendez. Kingsport in search of its first win of the season after dropping opening night yesterday. They have fought back from down five to tie the game. McCallum leads off first. Hatcher the payoff. Melendez fouls it out of play. This has been quite an exciting game. Hatcher comes set, deals the payoff. Swing and a miss on the high fastball. Melendez out on stretch. Now runner on first, two outs for Tyree Jackson. Jackson, 0-for-3 with an RBI, a run scored, and a strikeout. First pitch. That's a ball upstairs. Hatcher deals the 1-0. Jackson almost hit on the ball. It's a hitter's count for the Hudson Valley Community College ball player. McCallum leads off first. The 2-0. Ball three outside. It's dropped by Smith, but he keeps it in front. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch. Ball four, low and out. Jackson walks on four pitches. And Kingsport's go-ahead run is in scoring position. Runners on first and second, two outs for Jet Gilliam, who hit an RBI single his last time up. Jackson on first, McCallum on second. Hatcher in the stretch, looks back at second. Double take, comes home. And for a called strike. Gilliam this evening is 1-for-3 with an RBI, a walk, a run scored, and a strikeout. He's one for his first seven at-bats to open up the season for Kingsport. Hatcher double takes it second again, the 0-1. Gilliam waves and misses. Hatcher's hat fell off on the delivery. Kingsport and Danville knotted up at five in the top of the eighth inning. Hatcher delivers the 0-2. Gilliam rips it. Fielded cleanly by the shortstop, Smith. The throw to first is in time. Out by about a quarter of a step was Gilliam, and that does it for the top of the eighth inning. The Axemen strand a pair of runners on. To the bottom half we go. Still 5-5.
They're about to compete in the had to spin around 7 times before crossing the finish line, which is passing me. Are you guys ready? All right, ready, set, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
With two great ways to win millions, hurry into any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play Powerball and Mega Millions. Powerball drawings are held every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, and Mega Millions drawings are every Tuesday and Friday. So play today for your chance to become the next Tennessee Lottery millionaire. New pitcher for Kingsport. Duke McCarron out of the University of Maryland. His college teammate Hunter Baines pitched yesterday. He recorded the loss. Let's tell you about Duke McCarron. In his freshman year with Maryland, he made 8 appearances, including 4 in Big Ten play, finishing with no decisions and a 12.91 ERA in 7 innings of work. So McCarron will face the 9th batter, Jacob Smith, and then it's back to the top of the order with Carrington Aaron and Jackson Tyre to begin the bottom of the 8th. 5-5. I'm Ben Slotnick. You are listening to Kingsport Axeman Baseball. Jacob Smith faces the new pitcher, Duke McCarron. First offering, low and inside on the fastball. McCarron becomes the 5th Kingsport pitcher to enter the game tonight. Shallott threw 3 in the start. Davis threw 2/3 of an inning. Hash threw 1 inning and 1/3. And Milburn threw 2 in. The 1-0 from McCarron is a ground ball to short. Newhand scoops it up. Throw to first. Got him. Eight straight Otterbots have been retired. 2 groundouts, 2 strikeouts, a flyout, another strikeout, and then 2 groundouts. It's back to the top of the order with Carrington Aaron. Gavin Hash and Aiden Milburn were phenomenal out of the pen. Both perfect. First pitch from McCarron is a bunt that is fouled down the third base line. Could have been trouble, but it is avoided. Tonight, the leadoff man, Carrington Aaron, 1-for-4. RBI, run scored, and a strikeout. He's 2 for his first 6 this season. McCarron's pitch, Aaron swings and misses. So it's McCarron versus Carrington Aaron. Nobody on, 1 out. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball high and outside. The 1-2. Fastball outside. Square count on Aaron, who reached on a fielding error made by the third baseman, Tyler Myatt, his last time up. The square count offering. Strike three call. Hoo-ah! I think the crowd loved that. Base is empty, two outs for the two-hitting center fielder, Jackson Tyre. Nine straight Otterbots have been retired. First pitch is a ball in the dirt that goes off of Pisacrita's foot. He hit the game-tying two-run single with two outs in the top of the seventh. He shakes it off. Axeman trainer Brandon Harris comes out to check on him. He waves him off. He says, nope, I'm good. The 1-0. Ball in the dirt. Hit Pizzacrita's foot again. But he's okay. He's a tough warrior. Or a panther. I think a panther is cooler than a warrior. The 2-0. Ball downstairs. Three balls, no strikes on Tyre. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI, a walk, and a run scored. I wonder what his favorite kind of tire is. I like Michelin. The 3-0. Called strike one. Pitch. Chopper to third. In fair ground, Tyler Myatt fields it cleanly but does not make the throw to first because he thought it was foul. And now manager Rick Adair is out of the dugout. He thinks it was foul as well. Well, that's an infield single. That was an interesting play. Well, on a play like that, you may as well throw it to first base, but he probably would have beaten it out anyway. The go-ahead run is on first base. It's Jackson Tyre. Callan Moss now steps in. Throw back to first, not in time. McCarron in the stretch. He's on with the first pitch. Called strike one. Callan Moss, 1-for-4 with a double and a strikeout. He's 1-for-6 to open up the season for Danville. The St. Leo Lion. McCarron fires the 0-1. Swung on and grounded sharply down the first baseline, but foul. That'll roll next to the Otterbots dugout. Danville down to its final strike of the inning. The ninth inning is next. Kingsport looking to keep this game knotted up at 5. Tyre leads off first. McCarron comes home with the 0-2. Fouled away. One-two count. correction. 0-2 count, two outs. McCarron checks tire, the runner on first. He's held on by Zyrus. Throws back, not in time. McCarron is set in the stretch position. Fires the 0-2 again. Runner takes off. It's a ball high. Throw down to second is not in time. Tire steals second base. The Otterbots are now 10 for 10 on stolen bases this series. Six tonight. Runner on second, two outs. 1-2 count on Moss. McCarron delivers. Fouled off the home plate netting. Moss is hanging in there. McCarron checks on tire. Double take. Deals the 1-2 again. Ball two downstairs. Square count on Callan Moss. Axemen 5, Otterbots 5. Runner on second, two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Time is called by Moss. McCarron, the 2-2. Swing and a miss! Hoo-ah! The Otterbots strand a runner in scoring position, and we head to the ninth inning, all tied up. Kingsport 5, Danville 5, Thrilla in Virginia. It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made right here in Tennessee. So enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Hunter Wright Stadium or pick some up at your local grocery retailer. To the top of the ninth we go. Due up for Kingsport. The 3-4-5 part of the order. Nico Newhan leads off for the fifth time this series. Hasn't been his night so far. 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. It is still Mason Hatcher on the mound. Nico Newhan, 0-for-4, hat-trick of K's, leads off the top of the ninth inning in a tie game. Kingsport scored 5 unanswered to get to this point. First pitch to Newhan, in for a called strike. Mason Hatcher in the eighth inning allowed 1 hit, 1 walk, and struck out a batter. Did not allow any runs. The 0-1, Newhan almost hit with a high and inside curveball. It was dropped by the catcher, Smith, and the count is even. The 1-1. Low and outside. Every pitch is crucial in this ninth inning. Hatcher deals the 2-1. Called strike two.
Everybody clap your hands.
Nico Newhand looks to avoid recording a golden sombrero. The 2-2. Ball three, low and outside. Full count on the Arizona Wildcat. Here we go, the payoff pitch. Chopper to the pitcher, Hatcher. Fields it cleanly, tossed to first in time for the first out of the ninth. Believe it or not, that is the fifth time tonight a Kingsport batter has grounded out to the pitcher. Five times. So nobody on, one out for Tyler Myatt. The cleanup hitter is 2-for-3 with an RBI, a walk, and a run scored. He's been phenomenal offensively tonight. First pitch to Myatt. There's a ball low and inside. So Newhand was retired on a ground out to the pitcher, Hatcher. So the bases are empty with one out in the top of the ninth in a tie game. The 1-0 to Myatt. Wave and a miss. Even count. One from Hatcher. Low and inside, and Myatt is ahead in the count. Hatcher deals the 2-1. Myatt fouls it off the helmet of the catcher, Jacob Smith, and the count is square for the second straight batter. Will we see the first tiebreaker of the season in the opening series? We shall see. The 2-2. Myatt, half swing. Did it go around? Yes, he did. He's out on strikes. Brings up Sebastian Pisacreta. The last time he came up, he had a game-tying two-run single. First pitch to him. Drops in for a called strike. Pisacreta shakes his head. Base is empty. Two outs. 5-5 in the top of the ninth. The 0-1. Called strike two. Strike. 0-2 pitch from Hatcher. Ball outside. Pisacreta, 1-for-4, 2 RBIs, 2 strikeouts in his Kingsport debut out of the University of Pittsburgh. The Steel City. 1-2 pitch. Pisacreta pops it up high. Foul ground. Does Johnson have room? And he runs out of it. It's in the first row of the bleachers. One-two pitch to Pisacreta. Ball two down and outside. square count on Pisacreta with Devin Zyrus waiting on deck. Hatcher in the windup position. Delivers the 2-2. Ball three, low and outside. Pisacreta has battled back from down 0-2 to take the lead in the count. Payoff pitch. Ball four outside. Pisacreta with a phenomenal plate appearance. Down 0-2. Walks. Pisacreta represents the go-ahead run on first. And it brings up Devin Zyrus. He's 0-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts. Struck out in the second, struck out in the fourth, popped out in the sixth, and grounded out in the seventh. Pisacreta leads off first, held on by Johnson. First pitch to Zyrus is chopped to first. Johnson fields it in foul ground. And the count is 0-1. Count. Two outs in the top of the ninth. 5-5. Pisacreta leads off first after his full count walk. Zyrus launches a ball outside, and that evens up the count. Hatcher in the stretch. Delivers the 1-1. Zyrus was early on it. Swings and misses. Hatcher with 5 seconds on the pitch clock. Deals the 1-2. Ball outside. Every batter this inning has seen a square count. Pisacreta leads off first. Hatcher, a 2-2. Zyrus ropes it into left field for a base hit, and it skips past the left fielder Conover. Rounding third on his way home, Pisacreta. He will score on his way to third and standing up safely with a go-ahead RBI triple is Devin Zyrus. 6-5, Kingsport leads. Devin Zyrus. He's the runner on third with two outs. First pitch is roped foul, first base side. The first extra base hit of the season for Kingsport comes at a pivotal time as there's called strike two on Cooper Torres. Now the 0-2 pitch. Torres with a chopper to third. McCammon has it, and he has no play. They called a foul ball, but that was 100% fair. There's been a few times tonight where they totally got a fair foul ball wrong. Just Still an 0-2 count on Torres. The pitch. Called third strike. So that does it for the top of the ninth, but not before Devin Zyras brings home Sebastian Pizzacrita on an RBI triple. Due up in the bottom of the ninth, the heart of the order, Alex Conover, Tanner McCannon, and Micah Dean. The ninth inning, Duke McCarron is the pitcher. It's a win and a save situation for him. Otterbach's general manager, Austin Scher, throwing out t-shirts. I was talking with Austin before the game. One of the nicest guys you'll meet. Originally from Durham, grew up a big Duke Blue Devils fan. Of course, the AAA affiliate of the greatest franchise in baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Durham Bulls. The Rays just don't get enough credit for what they do year in, year out with the payroll they have, facilities they have. They're constantly a contender. But the focus right now is on the orange, white, and blue. The Kingsport Axemen lead 6-5.
All right, get those rally caps on. Stand up, strong, shout. Here we go. We got the final line for your Otterbach. From right fielder, Alex Conover.
Alex Conover leads off the bottom of the ninth inning. Conover is 2-for-3, an RBI, a walk, and a strikeout. This is the most dangerous part of the Otterbach order. First pitch from McCarron. Fastball high, ball one. Ten of the last 11 Otterbach hitters have been retired. The lone non-out was a single from Jackson Tyre, the 1-0. Ball inside. The 2-0, called strike one. The 2-1 from McCarron. Fouled away. McCarron has battled back to even up the count on the cleanup man, Alex Conover. It's Terrapin versus Cowboy. You know something? I'm taking the turtle in this race. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah. Duke McCarron punches out Alex Conover for the first out in the bottom of the ninth. Tanner McCammon steps in. McCammon 1-for-4, an RBI, a pair of strikeouts. First pitch to him is skied high into right field. Running in, Gilliam, and he cannot make the catch. Bounced in front of him. Bases empty, one out, bottom of the ninth. Kingsport leads 6-5. The pitch, fastball outside, even count. Duke McCarron immediately gets set from the windup position. The 1-1 to McCammon. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Here's a 1-2. Skied high into deep center field. Running back at the wall, Jackson, and he makes the catch at the warning track for the second out of the bottom of the ninth. Hit to the deepest part of American Legion Field. Bases empty, two outs. The final out is Micah Dean. Dean is 0-for-3 with a walk, a run scored, and a pair of strikeouts. He's 0-for-6 this series. Kingsport 6, Danville 5. Bases empty, two outs. Axman looking for win number one on the season. First pitch, a bunt was laid down, and then he pulled back. That is a bizarre maneuver. With your team down by one in the bottom of the ninth, bases empty to open up with a bunt. McCarron fires the 1-0. Ball two outside. It's a hitter's count for the sixth hitter out of Kansas State. Big 10 versus Big 12. 2-0 pitch. Skied high into shallow left field. The shortstop, Nico Newhand, is camped under it, and he makes the game-ending catch. For the first time in 2024, the Kingsport Axemen are winners. Final score from American Legion Field, Kingsport 6, Danville 5. The Axemen scored 6 runs on 11 hits, 10 of which were singles, 1 triple, 2 errors in the field, while the Otterbots scored 5 runs on 9 hits, made 1 error in the field. An incredible comeback from the boys out of K-Port. The winning pitcher tonight and recording the save, Duke McCarron, tonight's losing pitcher for the Otterbots. There's number 11, Mason Hatcher. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's thrilling broadcast. I'm Ben Slotnick from Danville, Virginia. Final score, Axemen 6, Otterbots 5. Good night, everyone.